What is one of the most beautiful things that we could ever think about? What is one of the most beautiful things that ever comes to our mind and says, listen to me, I'm a reminder of something very special. And that reminder is when we think of our mother. When we think of our mother, that wonderful lady who brought us into the world and said, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. How great that is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination about God's wife. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about God's wife? How did we ever get born? How did we ever come to earth? How did we ever come into this wonderful experience of life? How did we ever do that? How did we come forth? God, we think of as a man, and of course, God is universal. God is everywhere, and God is not male or female, but we think of God as a man. We just do. The Bible tells us God is a he and God is a man and brought forth these things. But yet, nowhere in any of the writings do we find that God had a wife. Nowhere do we find that God had that creative beingness, that creative force out of which all things are brought forth. The womb of the universe, of the eternal. Who's God's wife? Have you ever thought about that? Who is the wife of God? Well, when we really think about it, we really think about the womb of the eternal and all of these most interesting but totally unemotional things, there's no bearing to it. And yet when we think of our mother, when we think of the lady who gave birth to us, who with our father brought us into the world and gave us all of the world that we have, we think how wonderful mother is, how wonderful wife is, how wonderful this being is, who cared enough to bring us forth into this world. And we think of the creative story of the fish, of the animals, of the seeds of the earth, of all of these things that represent birth, that represent reproduction, that represent creation. And yet in all these things, we very seldom think of the word wife. We very seldom think of the word that person, that beingness, that consciousness, that intelligence, that experience that brings things forth into the world that we now live in. Even wives. How many women who have the title of wife, who have the title of mother, who have the title of bride and sweetheart and lover, how many of them think of themselves as God's wife? Whenever you think of yourself as God's wife, or whenever a woman thinks of herself as God's wife, she thinks of herself as perhaps a little less than the great creative cause. She thinks of herself perhaps as a little less than that which brought forth all things into the universe, that which is the essence, the eternal womb of the universe. That's an unfortunate thing. It's an unfortunate thing that that's the way we think. But really, does it matter? Do we love our mothers in a mother love that is indescribable? Do we love our fathers in a father love that's indescribable? Do we love ourselves in a love that's indescribable? Oh, yes, we do. And as we love in this indescribable way, what does it mean? What does it mean, God's wife? What does it mean, God's wife's husband? What does that mean? Well, these are all human terms that we give to life experiences. And as we give these human terms to life experiences, we are sometimes bound by the human representation, and we forget the divine representation that far exceeds anything the human might ever have thought about or ever contemplated. But what does it mean? What does it mean to be God's wife? Well, it's one of the most glorified, one of the most risen experiences that a human can give to another human. Truly, when a man says, "This is my wife," and they've just gotten married, his heart is so filled with love, respect, honor, admiration. His heart is so filled with a deep consciousness of goodness that it is indescribable. And when a woman turns to her husband as they are greeting friends and says, "This is my husband." Sometimes she'll say, "This is my man." She'll say, "This is my better half." Or the man usually says, "This is his better half." But why do we use such phrases as this? They all describe a relationship. And can we ever have a relationship one with the other? Can we ever have a bride or a groom, a husband? Can we ever have anyone in our world who is a part of our creative cause? And the answer is no. We are the creative cause within ourselves. We are the wife within ourselves. We are the husband within ourselves. We are the allness. And when we begin to say, "This is God's wife," we begin to say there's a separation. And any time we say there's a separation, what we are doing is we are belittling that aspect of our being. We say we live in a human world and we use the term wife and husband. It's a human world. We use the term our partner. We use the term someone that we walk through the pages of life with. But truly, God has no wife. No wife as a human attribute or as a divine attribute. God has no beingness as far as a human attitude goes. God is not a man. God is principle. God is all. And the sooner we take away our attitude that God is a man or God has a wife, the sooner we release that sort of an attitude from our consciousness, the sooner we rise into the noble quality of what the divine really is. You and I are divine. We have all in us that God is. We have all in us that ever will be and ever could be. We have God's wife and we have God in us. We have the essence of all. But would we limit it to saying it in any way? Would we limit it in saying, I am God's wife or I am God's husband? Would we limit it in saying these things? And what is it that we say? What we want to say is, I am the allness. If we conceive of God's wife as a human woman, and we say, she is the allness, then out of her comes forth all that is. She is indeed hermaphroditic. She can bring forth creation out of herself without having a mate. And we say of God, God is hermaphroditic. He can bring forth out of himself the male and female aspects. He can bring forth out of himself the children. He can bring forth out of himself reproduction in a most beautiful way. Today, let's us take a giant step and leave behind the attitude that the human wants to have us believe, that God is a man and he has a wife. Oh, as much as we love our mothers, as much as we love our fathers, as much as we love the humans in our world, when we want to take a giant step, a giant leap, into the allness awareness, we want to take that leap where we are unlimited. And we are unlimited because we are all. And when we can start saying to ourselves, we are all, how glorious that is, how wonderful that is, how magnificent that is. And what it does to us, it makes us feel magnificent. For all of the problems, all of the tremors, all of the disturbances that the world has to give us are merely illustrations of where we have forgotten who we are. We are divine. We are the allness. We are the goodness. We have forgotten that. Now, are you ready to remember who you are and call yourself by name? I am God. God I am. I am the allness of the universe. I am the totality of all that is good. I am God. The day you and I remember this and call ourselves by our proper name, we will start living on our highest level of consciousness. We'll start living on a level of consciousness that's so magnificent, so fulfilling, so rewarding, that we could never have dreamed it was possible under any other circumstances. So today, let's enter into that aspect and realize I am God. Realize I am all. Realize I am good. Realize I am beautiful. Realize I am the creator of me, and I am the creator of the universe. And all is good and very good. And know that it's so. Because it is so. Oh, yes, it is so. I love you. I love you. I love you.